Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, we're supposed to be diligent. We're supposed to do what the Lord tells us to do. All of us are supposed to work in our areas, but the blessing, God intends for it to do way beyond what you could ever produce through your work, to the point where people could not just look at you and go, well, they're hard workers, that's why they have all this. They'd go, nah, there's no way they could have done that. That's too much, right? The blessing made you rich. Oh, come on, can you see that? It wasn't your three jobs. It wasn't working on Sunday. Come on, y'all listening. It was the blessing that made you rich. Don't let anybody give you credit for the fruit of the blessings in your life. Don't you do it. Again, that's acting, we're back to that deserve thing. It's true with us as churches and as ministry. We're blessed. Everything we got's paid for. Are we thankful? We're able to sow big to other people. But why is that? Don't you dare say it's because your pastors are so smart. Don't you dare say that. Because we work so hard, or because our doctrine is right. See, you're giving the credit to people and that kind of... No. The blessing has made us rich. The blessing has made us rich. It's the power to get wealth. The power to get it is the blessing. See, the money... The currency is not the blessing. The car is a car. It's not the blessing. The house is a house. It's not the blessing. But the blessing empowered you to be able to get it. And not just to be able to get it. I gave you three things that the Lord gave me. Do you remember the second one? What was the second one? The blessing. Go to Ecclesiastes. Let me give you scripture for it. Ooh, hallelujah. How can you take a day off and be okay? Because you were so blessed on the previous 6 days that you don't need to. And you're so confident in the blessing helping you next week that you can rest all day without worrying about, I'm not working. See, just because you're off doesn't mean you're resting. And the Lord, without going there, you remember it, in Genesis, He created all the things He did on the 6 days. And the seventh day, He blessed it. Did you hear that? He sanctified it, and He blessed it, and He rested. Which means He didn't do any work. He blessed it. Somebody say, He blessed it. He blessed it. It's so blessed, there was no work needed to be done. And it was special from the other days. And He wants to demonstrate to the whole nation that He can do the same thing for a year. See, we've got... epidemic in the country of fatigue. And half the nation's on some kind of drug. And sleep? No decent sleep. It's not just these natural issues, it's a lack of rest. It requires two things to truly rest. It requires faith. You cast all your cares over on the Lord. You refuse to worry. You refuse to fret. You cast all your cares over on the Lord. And then the scripture said, He gives His beloved sleep. And the blessing, hallelujah, does things to you while you sleep. It does things to your brain. It does things to your heart. It does things to your immune system. Hallelujah. The scripture said in Hebrews, we which have believed do enter into rest. Rest. And it goes on to say that he that enters into rest, he ceases from his labors like God did from his on the Sabbath. But the thing that I hadn't seen like I see it now is what enabled you to do that. It's the blessing. Yes. Can you see that or not? It's the blessing. It's the same reason why I could go a whole year without planting a crop or working a crop. Because God, the blessing made the sixth year so fruitful, multiplied it so much that we had a real vacation. God intends that we not just be dollar driven. He intends that we have enough provision and abundance that we have time for family. We got time for spouse. We got time for kids. We got time for grandkids. We certainly got time for church. Yes. Is that right? Amen. We got time for prayer. We got time for reading the word. Yes. And what do so many people say they don't have time because of what? Work. Because of what? Work. Why work? Why? To get the money. Yep. To get the provision. Yep. That's because of complete reliance on the work instead of reliance on the blessing. And this verse, we've known it, we've quoted it, we've shouted about it, but oh, there is life-changing truth right here. What makes you rich? Working five jobs. Burning the candle at both ends. What? The blessing. That's not my hard work. That's something different from my hard work. Yes, I'm to do my job, do what I'm supposed to do, but God can and will provide and bless me so much further. Phyllis and I began to get a hold of this when I was working at Rhema Bible Training Center, Brother Kenneth Hagin's ministry. And she was working overseeing doctor's offices and things, and I was working in healing school and prayer school every day, Monday through Friday. And we were doing well, but we began to learn about some of these things. And the Lord began to reveal to us, your job is not your source. Her job is not your source. Your job is not your source. Say that out loud. My job is not my source. My investments are not my source. My family is not my source. My spouse is not my source. The government is not my source. Come on, y'all with me? A lot of people do not have this revelation. And that the Lord dealt with me, I can do so much more for you than what you can produce through your salary or through your work. Not that you shouldn't work, but you shouldn't limit yourself or your family to what you can produce. And so we begin to see the key to it is faith and vision and sowing and obedience. And so we begin to step up our sowing. We begin to step up our faith. And the last year we were there at the ministry, we put into Kenneth Hagin Ministries more than both of us made the whole year on our job. How'd you do that? It wasn't the work. It wasn't the work that produced it. We sowed more seed into the ministry than both of our total salaries for the year. What does that mean? It's coming through other channels. Not because we were asking for it. And in those days, you know, most people didn't know who Keith Moore was. Not that a lot of people do now, but especially back then. We didn't have a bunch of partners and a bunch of this and a bunch of that. And yet, God knows who you are. He knows where you are. And he'd deal with people about this and deal with people about that. And it came in and it came in and it came in. What makes you rich? Come on, help me out. The blessing of the Lord. And your hard work doesn't add to that. Your hard work doesn't supersede that. Yes, we should work. But we should rely much more on the blessing than we do the work. Where did I say go? Ecclesiastes. Yeah, I'm still, I hadn't forgot about the three things. Do you know number one? The blessing of the Lord makes. It gives you the power to get it. The power to get it. Now we're talking about number two right now. In Ecclesiastes, third chapter, he talked about what was good, and this is the wisdom of God that God gave him. Ecclesiastes 3:13, what was good for men and women to do. He said that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. What's the gift of God? The ability to enjoy it. Look at the fifth chapter and the 18th verse. He goes into more detail here. Ecclesiastes 5:18, behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat, drink, and enjoy the good of all his labor that he takes under the sun all the days of his life, which God gives him, for it is his portion. Every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth. Who gave it to him?
God.
Gave him what?
Riches
and wealth. That's the first thing we talked about. The blessing worked so that you were able to get it. But then this is something else. And has given him power to eat thereof and to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God. And there are a lot of church-going people that will try to shame you for having it, much less enjoying it. That's how far away from the Bible much of the church is.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me